Second Mishnah of second parak of government Sia. Eilachad lahachris is the flip side of the previous Mishnah. These are a situation that have a simon, and if you find it with a simon, you have to return it. Motza peiris bekli. If you found peiris inside a kli, that's already a simon. Or kli shemoshu, if you found a kli has a simon generally also. Mois bekis, if you found money in a wallet, or kis shemoshu, if you found the wallet itself, that a stamp kis has some type of simon. It's possible to have a kis without a simon, but siburi peiris, siburi mois. A pile of fruit or a pile of mois, three coins one on top of the other. Here's a whole pile of money. Or shlosh matbezel gavizeh. So you have three coins, one on top of another. That's also a sign that was put there intentionally. Prichus rishus yavid. If you have those bundles we had in the previous mission, rishus yavid. Why is that so? If it's something that has a simon, so only rishus rabim, it's not a simon because it gets kicked around and it gets falls the binding that is bound with falls apart, and therefore it's not a simon. It's a rishus yavid, it usually stays in place, and therefore the simon is a good simon. If it's talking about a case where there's no simon on this krichus, if it's a rishus yavid which it stays in place, the mokim that it's sitting in is a simon. Okay, I can say, I remember I put it down in a certain place. Rishus ram, the things get moved around, the mokim is not a simon. Because shabalabayis, a homemade bread has a simon, that's also a simon, each one's separate. Giza semel kufin besa umen. Wool which is taken from the craftsman's house, which also has each craftsman has a certain simon of how he made it. Kadi yan, kadi shemen. Jugs of wine or oil. It's talking about a case where they had some type of simon on them, and therefore they have to announce it.